When is the last time that you heard yourself say something to the effect of, "That sounds like it would be so much fun. I wish I had had a chance to do that." If you can remember saying something like that in some point in the recent past, what was it that you remember referring to? Reflect back on perhaps a movie or a program of one type or another that you watched or attended. Think back on something you heard or you saw and thought with a burst of energy, "Whoa, that would be so cool to do." Reflect back. Where were you? Feel the surge of energy and remember what it was that gave you that spark of life. What was it that you saw? What was it that you heard about? You might have seen it very recently, or you might have to fold back in time a number of months or even years. Something you saw or something you experienced, and there was an immediate burst of pleasure and anticipation that someday you too might experience that. What was it? What gave you that flurry of energy? What infused your soul with hope and joy and anticipation? What was it? What is it? See it, feel it, bring it to you now. Allow yourself to acknowledge what that experience is. Take it into your physical body, for that is the foundation of your passion. That is the clue as to why you are here on this physical earth now, today, at this time, and in this hour. It's an access to knowing what you need to be doing for yourself that you might have forgotten or pushed aside to meet other obligations. What was it that gave you that juice? What is it that gives you that juice when you see it and when you hear about it? Acknowledge that now. Bring that experience in to the wholeness of who you are and who you are becoming. Finding that passion, knowing that passion, and becoming that passion is a key to recovering from the symptoms of Parkinson's. Many blessings. This is Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery.